भगवद्गीता 2.48 योगस्थ कुरु कर्माणि संगम त्यक्त्वा धनंजय सिद्ध्य सिद्ध्यो समो भूत्वा समत्वं योग उच्यते। सो योगस्थ कुरु कर्माणि, योगस्थ बी सिचुएटेड इन योगा, कुरु कर्माणि डू योर वर्क, संगम त्यक्त्वा धनंजय गिव अप अटैचमेंट टू धनंजय एंड वर्क, सिद्ध्य सिद्ध्यो समो भूत्वा बी इक्विपोइज्ड इन हैप्पीनेस एंड स्ट्रेस, सिद्ध्य सिद्ध्यो समो भूत्वा समत्वम योग उच्यते। सो इक्वानिमिटी इज कॉल्ड योगा। योगस्थ कुरु कर्माणि, बी सिचुएटेड इन योगा एंड डू योर वर्क। सो इंटरेस्टिंग that the word yoga, which had been introduced first in 39th verse, buddhir yoge tvimam shunu, that is coming back again. And here Krishna starts first by saying we student yoga, and then he gives a brief definition of yoga where he says samatvam yoga uchyate. What is yoga essentially? The samatvam, equanimity, संगम त्यक्त्वा धनंजय। सो हाउ कैन यू बी सिचुएटेड इन योगा? डू योर वर्क, कुरु कर्माणि, बट गिव अप अटैचमेंट। एंड गिविंग अप अटैचमेंट, कृष्णा एलैबोरेट्स फर्दर, मींस सिद्ध्य सिद्ध्यो समो भूत्वा, दैट वेदर यू गेट विक्ट्री और डिफीट, बी इक्विपोइज्ड, एंड सच इक्वानिमिटी विल बी कॉल्ड एज योगा। इट्स इंटरेस्टिंग दैट कृष्णा इज रेफरिंग टू योगा मोर इन टर्म्स ऑफ its associated disposition towards material things, then its connection with spiritual things. We generally talk about yoga in terms of connection, and that is from the etymological as well as the philosophical point of view correct, that yoga essentially means to connect with the spiritual, to connect with the ultimate spiritual reality, and the process which enables us to connect, as we discussed, the word yoga also is cognate with yoga. So if yoga essentially means to connect with the higher spiritual reality, then why is Krishna saying that equanimity is called as yoga? Now, equanimity towards material things is what enables our consciousness to perceive and to pursue higher spiritual things and then become connected with those things. If we are too fascinated with material things, then we don't pursue anything beyond matter. So, if I'll get this, then I'll be happy. I just want to get this particular object, then I'll be going to be happy. Oh, if I lose that object, that will be such a tragedy. I don't want to lose that object. So in this way, when we are caught up in material things, either the hope that they will give us pleasure, siddhya, or the fear that losing them will cause great pain, asiddhya. So then our consciousness gets caught in matter, and then we cannot perceive spirit, leave alone pursue it. Perceive means to see, and pursue means to seek it. So that's why yoga, in order to be properly pursued, needs some level of material equanimity. This material equanimity does not mean material negligence or irresponsibility. It just means that one doesn't take the material things too seriously. We recognize that whatever happens, the material level of reality is temporary and ultimately insubstantial. So big things may happen at the material level, but they will be there for some time and then they will end. So I don't have to become too excited or agitated by them. Just as a child is playing some games. In the childhood, childhood games seem almost like the purpose of life, and the child wins the game, child becomes so excited, and loses the game, is devastated. But as the same child grows up, then one understands that, oh, those games are okay. We still, an adult also understands the game, and we sometimes play the game with the child also. But the child adult understands, this is just a game, there's no need to take it so seriously. So, similarly, when we grow up spiritually, we don't take material things very seriously. Because we understand that material things are ultimately temporary, and therefore, what we need to focus on is eternal spiritual truths. And if we stay focused on eternal spiritual truths, then we will be able to move onwards in our spiritual life. We'll keep growing. So, equanimity towards material things, in the sense of not getting too excited or too agitated by their gain or loss, enables our consciousness to perceive and to pursue spirit, and thus we can practice yoga. So Krishna will talk about this later also in 6.17 when he says yuktahara viharasya. He says be regulated in eating and sleeping, and then the yoga practice will lead to freedom from misery. Yoga bhavati dukkha, because by the yoga practice one will rise to the spiritual level, and at a spiritual level one becomes free from misery. So here Krishna talks about one aspect of the yoga practice, the more active aspect of yoga practice in terms of connection with spiritual reality will be talked about in the future chapters. But in this chapter Krishna focuses on the non-reactive aspect of yoga, where events at the material level don't provoke too much reactions in a yogic practitioner. And that's why Krishna says over here, samatvam yoga uchyate. So Krishna is telling Arjuna, whatever happens in the battlefield, know that you are acting for your spiritual growth. And keep pursuing your spiritual growth no matter what happens, and then you will not be entangled. So you will be able to practice yoga. So be equipoised. Whatever happens, whether your relatives are killed or whether you are killed, whether you win or lose, be equipoised and keep doing your duty. And thus practice yoga. Thank you.